Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. European leaders are trying to overcome their differences and come up with a plan to handle the large number of migrants seeking a better life in Europe. Angry militants today, or migrants that is, heckled police at a Hungary train station. Hundreds, maybe thousands of others were forced off trains in Hungary. They believe were bound for Germany, but instead some reportedly headed to refugee camps. Red Cross spokesman in Budapest, Stephen Ryan, speaks with VOA.
There are families and individuals, people from countries such as Afghanistan, Iraq, or Syria, that simply want to find safety and security for their families in countries where they can see a future. The situation in these train stations is extremely difficult. There is a lack of sanitation for the people that are there. There isn't enough food available for them. A train station is simply not set up to be able to host a large population of people. It's simply not designed for that. The authorities themselves are frustrated and challenged in how they can manage this population movement.
3-year-old migrant Syrian boy whose dead body was found on a Turkish beach when his boat sank has been identified. The toddler, his 5-year-old brother and mother were from Kobani. They were among 12 Syrians who drowned when their migrant boat sank after leaving Turkey for the Greek island of Kos. The father survived. Against the backdrop of war in Iraq, Yemen, and Syria, and concerns about Iran's behavior in the Middle East, President Obama welcomed Saudi King Salman to the White House today. The talks between President Obama and the king come as a U.S.-led coalition fights the Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, and a Saudi-led coalition beats back the Iranian Houthi rebels in Yemen. This is VOA News. Pakistani officials say they plan to ask Afghan officials today whether Kabul is interested in resuming peace talks with the Taliban. Meeting comes almost a month after peace talks broke down following news that Taliban leader Mullah Omar had died 2 years ago in Pakistan. Officials from more than 30 nations and 40 international organizations are in Kabul for a 2-day regional conference to discuss ways of rebuilding Afghanistan's finances. We get details now from Ayaz Gul.
The meeting, known as Rikab, comes as unemployment rises in Afghanistan, adding to its security challenges. Deputy Foreign Minister Hikmat Khalil Karzai emphasized the need for enhanced regional economic and transportation cooperation.
Our engagement with our partners should not be perceived as opposing the interest of another partner.
Karzai did not name any country, but was apparently responding to concerns that India and neighboring Pakistan are engaged in a proxy war on Afghan soil in their bid to influence security-related matters, though both the rival nations deny the impression. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Judge in Guatemala ordered former President Otto Perez Molina to remain in detention as the court considers whether to try him on corruption charges. Perez Molina resigned Thursday, hours after lawmakers stripped him of immunity from prosecution in a corruption scandal dubbed The Line, named for wiretap telephone calls that appear to implicate the president. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump signed a party pledge on Thursday to support the eventual Republican presidential nominee and not to run as a third-party candidate.
The best way for the Republicans to win is if I win the nomination and go directly against whoever they happen to put up. And for that reason, I have signed the pledge.
Mr. Trump signed that pledge during a meeting with Republican Party Chairman Rance Priebus. In the first Republican debate last month, Trump was the only contender on stage who refused to pledge support to the eventual nominee and the only one to rule out, not to rule out, going as a third-party candidate. A U.S. federal judge in the central state of Kentucky on Thursday ordered a county clerk to jail for contempt of court after she refused an order to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis defied a U.S. Supreme Court order to sign the marriage permit, saying it violates her religious beliefs. In the meantime, 5 of her 6 deputy clerks say they will carry out the judge's ruling or face jail time themselves. You can get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.